Adam Burke from bangthebook.com with us right now. Talk a little sports, a little bit about the gambling side, the betting side of sports. You can check out his stuff at bangthebook.com, also Bang the Book Radio. You can find the podcast right there and hear what he has to say about some of the things coming up, particularly this weekend and through the holiday celebrations. And Adam, thanks so much for joining us here today on Bullseye in the Afternoon. Really appreciate it, buddy.
How's it going today, Matt?
Oh, everything's going just fine and dandy. Just trying to remember where I am and how much longer we got here till the celebrations get underway. Still have a little Christmas shopping to do. You all caught up on that? Are you ready to go?
I'm good to go, man. The last thing I wanted to do is be out there this weekend shopping.
Yeah, that's very impressive. I think I may have to make one more stop. I think I can pull it off. I've gotten gifts for everybody, but I feel like I need to throw a little something extra maybe here or there. We'll see how the day goes tomorrow before I make any final decisions on what exactly I'm going to do. Adam, I've got you on the show. I've got the opportunity now to talk a little hockey. I'm a big NHL fan. I wanted to touch on some games coming up this weekend, particularly tonight. I saw you guys kind of had it highlighted. Washington Capitals are hosting the Buffalo Sabres tonight. For those of you who keep track of the NHL, Washington atop the Metropolitan standings, Buffalo in third place right now over there in the Atlantic. But points-wise, they actually have more than the Washington Capitals. I think this sounds like a very interesting game. Washington is favored in it. Would this be an opportunity to take a Buffalo team that doesn't have a horrible road record, but maybe not the best out there?
Should be a good one tonight. And in fact, it's on NBC Sports Network for anybody who wants to spend a nice night on the couch with a beer and a hockey game. Washington right now, minus 175 favorite out there in the market, which means you have to bet 175 to win 100. Buffalo plus 160 underdog. Real interesting game because Washington just played Pittsburgh on Wednesday night. Playoff-like atmosphere in that game. It's one of those things where in the regular season, you kind of got to try to create your own energy sometimes. And with that game against the Penguins, Washington had everything that they wanted from an energy standpoint. So maybe a little bit of a hangover tonight, and also an angle that's been real good in the NHL the last few years. When the dads are on the road trip, or now the moms are on the road trip, those teams generally tend to be pretty good teams to back. Buffalo's moms with them tonight in Washington, D.C. I think that they're probably worth a look at plus 160.
I like it. I like you say, when the moms are out there, they're going to show up to play. You don't want to lose in front of your mom, right?
No. I mean, it's funny. Toronto was in the same spot last week, and in fact, I played on them against the Florida Panthers, and they did lose the game in overtime. So it's not foolproof by any means. I mean, nothing is when you talk about gambling, but it gives you a little bit of extra incentive to be sure.
Certainly. I'm looking forward to that one just as a hockey fan myself. I think that one has a great opportunity, and for Buffalo, an opportunity for them to gain some points and try and catch up with the leaders there in the Atlantic, Toronto and Tampa Bay, I believe, ahead of them in the standings at this point. We're big Blue Jackets fans here, of course, on WEOL. We are an affiliate. Last night they got the victory over the New Jersey Devils by a score of 2-1. For a team that had been scoring a lot of goals lately, they haven't scored too many. What interests me, though, Adam, is this weekend. Look, I love the Blue Jackets. I'll back them till I die. But this weekend worries me. They've got two games against bottom feeders in the Metropolitan in Philadelphia in New Jersey. The difference, though, is they're playing these games extremely early in the hockey world at 1 o'clock on Saturday, then 12:30 on Sunday. What's your take on what the Blue Jackets have ahead of them this weekend?
I think Saturday's game is real tough. You know, Philadelphia is a team that plays a lot of these early starts. They get a lot of those Sunday NBC games because it's a big market and it's on the East Coast and all that. So they're very accustomed to playing these 1 o'clock or 12:30 start times. Columbus is not. In fact, I can't even remember the last time they had one of these early games. Philadelphia also getting a little bit of a kick in the backside this week, firing their head coach Dave Hackstall. Back-to-back one-goal wins, including a win over Nashville, who's one of the best teams in the NHL. I think tomorrow is a very tough spot for Columbus with that early start. And then Sunday is interesting because one of the things I talk about in my situational betting article is that you kind of get a little bit of a rapid revenge angle for teams that are playing each other for the second time in a short amount of time. Columbus and New Jersey played last night. They play again on Sunday. Blue Jackets won 2-1. Devils probably out for some revenge, but I do think that Columbus should be sufficiently motivated on Sunday because I think tomorrow's game will be pretty tough for them and probably winds up a loss. So I'd probably look to fade Columbus tomorrow, maybe come back with them on Sunday afternoon.
On Sunday, I mean, you mentioned that Blue Jackets game. That's the last game before the Christmas break pops up in the NHL. How much do you take account in games around the league that could be possibly something where guys just aren't as motivated? They're ready to go home and be with their families.
I think the best way to look at that angle is when you have a team that's on a long road trip, and Anaheim is that team this week. They play Buffalo on Saturday night, so a back-to-back for the Sabres, which is usually a scary spot. But it's the fifth road game in 8 days for Anaheim. Then they get to go back home, enjoy the Christmas break. I think they're looking ahead to that a little bit on Saturday night. So I think for teams that are on the end of a long road trip, I think it's one of those things where they're very much looking forward to getting home. I think otherwise, I mean, it's just, you know, you're used to the travel. You're used to being away from your family. You know that this break is coming up. So I think one angle that people will talk about for Sunday in particular, veteran teams. I think a lot of times the rookies kind of look ahead or the younger teams kind of look ahead. I think the veteran teams, and this is something that's been talked about with regards to the All-Star break in other sports, the veteran teams realize that, you know, it's a good time to put forth max effort. So I think maybe some of those more experienced teams would be good bets here on Saturday and Sunday.
That's a great point. Great angle to look at as well. Speaking with Adam Burke from BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio, check it out. Find out what the lines are for the upcoming games and so much more on there. You guys have great articles people can read about what they'd like to as well and just about every single sport. Speaking of strange situations, week 16 of the NFL coming up. I mean, we're at that point, guys who are a little banged up, or we're starting to see them called off the field. Then you have teams that are still playing for playoff positions. You've got the Cleveland Browns, who are an interesting story, not technically eliminated, but still a lot to play for here in the final 2 weeks of the season. Going into these games, what have you seen from some of these interesting ones? I know there's games played on Saturday. How do you take this week, I guess, in the NFL? Is it a little stranger with all this happening?
It is a little stranger. And that Saturday night game between Baltimore and the Chargers, I mean, that has an impact on multiple games on Sunday. It'll have an impact on the Giants and Indianapolis game, the Pittsburgh-New Orleans game, the Kansas City-Seattle game. So that's a game on Saturday night that means a lot to a lot of teams playing on Sunday. And it may kind of dictate, you know, how invested they are in these games. You know, obviously, if Baltimore loses, Pittsburgh can lock up the AFC North. If the Chargers win, Kansas City needs to keep pace in the AFC West. So a lot of implications with that. And, you know, you mentioned the injury thing. I mean, that's real tough. You know, you've got some guys that are just calling it a season. You've got some teams that are telling guys to call it a season. So motivational angles are very important here at this time of the year in the NFL. And you know, I think one game that kind of stands out in particular, Atlanta and Carolina. Carolina's a 3-point home underdog here. They were a 3-point favorite. Then Cam Newton announced that he's sitting out the rest of the season. Taylor Heinicke gets the gig now for the Panthers. I think this actually helps them. I think when you're a team that has nothing to play for and you get something that changes the status quo, I think it's kind of exciting. It's something that you're kind of interested in. It's maybe that happened to Philadelphia with Nick Foles last week coming back against the Rams. They kind of looked dead in the water. Now all of a sudden they're in the thick of the playoff race. I think it helps to have something that shakes things up a little bit. And I think that Carolina situation is a perfect one for this weekend.
Yeah, well, speaking of things being shaken up and excitement, I mean, there's a lot of excitement here in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield had previously called the fans out after the Carolina game, said, hey, we need you guys here. They responded. It's going to be a sellout at First Energy Stadium this weekend. He's gotten on social media telling the fans, hey, we want you to be loud. They're a 9-point favorite against the Bengals. Do you think this is a good time to take the Cleveland Browns? This kind of has a playoff atmosphere. We're starting to kind of build one, it looks like, as we head towards Sunday.
It has a playoff atmosphere, I'll give you that. And certainly, you know, kudos to the fans for showing up here. And really kudos to the Browns for giving them a reason to show up. The problem here is that when you talk about sports betting, you sort of want to treat these teams as stocks where you want to sell high and buy low. You will not find a higher price on the Cleveland Browns than what you've got this week. I mean, they haven't been a 9-point favorite since the 2010 season, and they haven't been more than a touchdown favorite against Cincinnati, I believe, since 1994. So this is really uncharted territory for this team, certainly the composition of the current roster. I couldn't take them this week. But you look at Cincinnati, no Tyler Boyd, no A.J. Green, no Andy Dalton, no Vontaze Burfict. The list goes on and on for them. lame duck head coach in Marvin Lewis. I think it's a stay-away game, to be totally honest with you. I can't lay it with Cleveland. I can't take them -9, but I'm not all that interested in hoping Cincinnati shows up.
Speaking with Adam Burke from BangTheBook.com, Bang the Book Radio. Let's slide over to the college bowl games. There was one that stuck out to me coming up on Saturday. That's the Armed Forces Bowl. Army's a 5-point favorite against Houston. Now, I know Ed Oliver's their big defensive lineman, guy's an All-American for the Cougars. He's looking forward to the NFL draft. So he said, look, I'm staying away from this one. But a 5-point favorite. I feel like any team with time to prepare for the triple option, I feel like the Cougars are a team that could surprise some people and pull this one out.
It certainly helps to have time to prep for it. The problem for Houston is, along with Ed Oliver, they have two other defensive linemen from the two deep that aren't going to play in this game. And their starting quarterback, De'Ara King, got hurt a few weeks ago. He's not going to be able to play. He suffered a torn meniscus. And the backup quarterback for Houston, while he has a 7-2 touchdown interception ratio, Clayton Tune, he's only completed 44.7% of his passes. When you play Army, you better be efficient on offense because you're not going to get a lot of possessions in that game. Army leads the country in time of possession. Houston dead last in the country in time of possession. So I think the problem for Houston here is I don't think they're going to see the field enough, and I don't think they're going to do enough when they do have the football. I like Army a little bit in this game. You could have had a much better number before the Ed Oliver announcement and before Army looked so good against Navy, but I don't see Houston really being focused in the prep period here to take on the triple option. And that's the important thing. It helps to have time to prep for it, but you also have to pay attention in the film room and, you know, try to, simulate it on the practice field. I just think it's too tough of a spot for Houston with their injury losses on the defensive line.
Sure. I think Army's got a lot to play for. I think this weekend as well could be their third consecutive bowl championship. First time they've had 11 wins in a season and what seems like forever. So I guess you factor that into it a little bit too, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, and one of the strongest bowl angles, in fact, and there's a team, the early game tomorrow, Wake Forest, they take on Memphis. Teams that win their last regular season game to get to a bowl game, to get to 6-6, are 41-21 against the spread in that bowl game in hopes of getting to 7-6. Because you talk about the off season and how long it is, it feels and looks a lot better when you go 7-6 instead of 6-7. So that's a big time motivational angle that's been a very strong factor. So I like Wake Forest, and, you know, again, setting program records, things of that sort. Things that teams really do try to achieve.
That's fascinating. It makes perfect sense. But yeah, I hadn't seen that. That's really cool. Slide over to the NBA. Anything standing out for you for these Christmas games or anything leading up to?
The Christmas games are really interesting. I sort of figured that, you know, I'd maybe find something a little bit more concrete. Maybe it's better for home teams. Maybe it's better for road teams. Turns out it's not. The home team 13-12 straight up, 13-12 against the spread the last 5 years. The under is 23-15-2 going back to the 2010 season. So maybe some lower scoring games here in these, but, you know, really not a whole lot of angles to consider home or away. You know, I think that you've got Milwaukee in a tough spot playing an early game against the lowly New York Knicks. Maybe they don't get too excited about that. Philadelphia and Boston should be a good one, but, you know, Boston's been very inconsistent this year. They've dropped a couple in a row going into tonight's game against Milwaukee. They had won 8 in a row, you know, just a few weeks ago. They're kind of all over the place. And obviously, I mean, you got LeBron on Christmas against Golden State once again, but in purple and gold instead of wine and gold this time around. So I think that all these games are good for having on in the background. But from a betting standpoint, I'm not sure I'd get too involved.
All right. Adam, as always, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time with us here today.
Absolutely, Matt. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours, bud. And wish the same to Andy for me.
I certainly will do that. And the same goes out to you from both of us and all of us here at WEOL. Thanks so much, Adam.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Adam Burke from BangTheBook.com, Bang the Book Radio. If you're into sports betting, that's the place you need to go. Check out great information there. If you're just into sports, frankly, it's a great place to go as well and kind of find out what's happening with a lot of these teams. These guys do tremendous research in their articles. Again, BangTheBook.com for all of Adam Burke and his gang's work.